Good morning, it's 8:17 on the ticket. It's Thursday morning with the Musers. Today is May 28th. Tomorrow is May 29th. Jub Jam is just over one day away. I can't believe it's almost here.
Man, I can't either. It's going to be a great show. Macho Self-Storage Jub Jam at the Longhorn Ballroom tomorrow night. Presented by 8 Beer and Deep Eddy Vodka. We have basically sold out. We have a few standing room only tickets left to see Bobby Duncan, Isaac Hoskins, Courtney Patton, the great Cody Jenks. My little band, the Bird Dogs, will be there, and we're raising money for the 15th year for the Senior Source of Greater Dallas. They have looked out for our elderly here in the Metroplex since 1961. And even if you don't have a ticket for tomorrow night, you can listen to the backstage show hosted by our friend Robert Wolanski tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock. You can get online right now at thesenioursource.org. The silent auction is already up, and we have all sorts of incredible experiences. You could go to the national championship football game next year in January in Las Vegas. There are all sorts of experiences with ticket personalities. You can have dinner with Norm and Mary. You can have a frozen awesome hour with myself and Donovan. You can play golf with me and a former PGA Tour player. There's all sorts of things online. Staying just down from the silos at a beautiful VRBO that is contributed by the LV Project. There's all sorts of awesome things that are already up for bid at thesenioursource.org. Click on Jub Jam and then go to the silent auction. And we've never had anything like this. But first we should introduce, with us in studio, is one of the performers tomorrow night at Macho Self-Storage Jub Jam. Our buddy Isaac Hoskins has made the trip down from Denton to be here in studio with us this morning.
Good morning.
Howdy. Thanks morning. For coming down. Thanks for doing the show again.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's always a good time.
Saw Isaac just last night. They rehearsed in Argyle, and it sounded awesome with the Jub Jam band. It was incredible.
Are you burning the midnight oil this week rehearsing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a week. But it was great last night to listen to Bobby and Isaac. They're going to be tremendous tomorrow night. But for the first time ever, we have a really high-end guitar that is a part of the silent auction. It's a Pronsky guitar, which is manufactured here locally, and it's made with expertise by a guy by the name of Garrett Pronsky, who is also with us in studio. Morning, Garrett. Step right up to that microphone there. You got to get real close to it.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you for coming in this morning, and thank you for doing this. We've never had something like this in the silent auction, and that is not just any guitar, but a very high-end guitar that you are going to custom make. Whoever wins this bid can come down and to your shop to see how they do it. And tell us about this guitar that we're going to have that's already up for bid on the silent auction.
Yeah, thanks. Well, it's a triple O style guitar, which is patterned after Martin's guitars. And it's made from some pretty unique woods. Most notably, the back and sides are Brazilian rosewood, which is I could go on for an hour, and I know you don't have that much time here.
That's okay. But, you can go on for a little bit about it.
But basically, Brazilian rosewood, if you ask 20 people who make guitars, what's the best guitar tone wood in the world, all 20 would say Brazilian rosewood. And the reason for that is that it's got seven characteristics, physical characteristics in the wood that only exist all seven in Brazilian rosewood. And it's kind of physics stuff, but it's things like how quickly the sound speeds through the wood and the density of the wood and other things. But basically, physical characteristics that just make it great wood. In fact, when I strung this one up, the first string that I plucked, the low E string, I was just blown away by the depth and the richness of the sound. So that's the back and side wood. The front wood is paired with a torrefied Adirondack spruce, which is torrefied means it's been baked in a vacuum oven, and it's vacuum so because otherwise the wood would catch on fire.
Okay,
but they bake it basically to age it, and they've gotten so good at aging the wood that they can actually dial the machine to we want this wood to sound like it was from 1937 or 1954 and the oven basically kills cells in the wood that would naturally happen with age. So it really sounds like a kind of a vintage guitar, which is a very sought after sound. And then it's got various other wood attributes that we do to make it, you know, look attractive and make it play well. First and foremost, I'm trying to make a guitar that sounds great, and I study it every day. I've read a lot of books and studied things like just the physics of it, and I'm kind of a nerd that way. And you know, we're constantly doing things to experiment and see what happens. But this one came out very good.
It's awesome.
How long have you been a luthier? How long have you been building
guitars?
I'm going on
5 years. Mm-hmm. I've practiced law for 42 years, and so this is something I started doing at the tail end of practicing law. And until that point in time, I loved every day of practicing law. And once I started making guitars, the law kind of didn't feel so good anymore. So I kind of gravitated into that and have fully retired and I'm doing this full time.
So I'm sorry, go ahead,
Gwen. I was just going to ask about the Brazilian rosewood, yeah, because this is kind of, you know, it's become a high-end thing to have Brazilian rosewood, because I think they closed down the export of rosewood there for a while and people had to source it from other areas, and there was reclaimed and recovered rosewood that was used for a while, and it's just been a thing of scarcity. How did you get a hold of this rosewood, and what's that like? Can you take it out of the country? Some places you can't even transport rosewood. What's the story there?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it is. So as I said, it's the greatest guitar wood in the world, and It was also used a lot for furniture and other things, so it got, I call it fished out of the sea. I mean, it was basically extinct wood, very, very close to extinction in 1992. So in 1992, Brazil passed a law called CITES, and CITES basically says that you cannot export Brazilian rosewood, and that's the only place it grows is the eastern coast of Brazil. But you can't export it out of Brazil unless you can prove that the tree was cut down before 1992. So the whole source, the whole world sea of Brazilian rosewood that's available is a fastly diminishing category of species, because the trees have to have been cut down from 1992. So the difficulty of getting it, like if you went onto eBay, you'd find a few sets, but I call them charbroiled. They're the ugliest, grayest, and extremely expensive. And they, you know, they sound good, but they're really, really ugly. Like, they won't have any design or anything interesting in them. And so I through a friend of a friend, you know, lucky kind of a situation, found a guy, and he's in Boston, and he is a Brazilian rosewood dealer. He's in his 50s. He's been doing it all his life. And his dad did it all his life, Brazilian rosewood, and his grandfather did it all his life.
Wow.
And so this is a family of people that is so well sourced down there, and so I hooked up with this guy, and I've been kind of his primary buyer for the last few years, and I've got 68 sets of Brazilian rosewood that are stunningly beautiful as opposed to charbroiled, and I keep collecting more and more, to the chagrin of my wife, you know, this wood is, my view is it's just going to continue to get more and more valuable because of it's more and more scarce every year. But it really makes a difference. I mean, you'll hear like the rich overtones, the lush, the color, the responsiveness. It's just different.
You want to go down to the shop, Gordo, and check
it out? Yeah, I'd love to.
Isn't that fascinating?
You know, the rosewood and Adirondack spruce combo is like the classic combo.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Especially the Adirondack, mm-hmm. Adirondack spruce, which is the boomiest top available.
So before we let Isaac play this, tell us about how'd you get connected with the Senior Source real quick?
So actually it was through a good friend of mine, Eric Van Horn, who is a guy that I used to practice law with, and he hooked me up here, and then I've done my own studying about Senior Source and just was blown away by it. And you know, kind of one anecdotal piece of information. And let me say first, my grandmother died of dementia. She had signs and was passed away in 7 months after she first started showing signs. My dad died of it, and so, you know, it's something that's very dear to my heart, that there's something out there like Senior Source that's contributing so generously. And so I found out that the Senior Source was founded in 1961 when I was 1 year old, and now I'm a senior too. So there's some poetry there.
Wow. Well, I know they appreciate it so much. I do too. Like I said, we've never had... Look at that guitar. Isaac has just taken it out. How beautiful that thing
beautiful.
Is. Look at the
that's
back
gorgeous.
Of that thing.
Wow.
That's the rosewood there on the back. That's just gorgeous.
So can I tell you this particular piece of
sure,
wood?
Sure, yeah.
So this particular piece of wood comes from a tree that was cut down. It's carbon dated to in 1919, 5 years before after 1919. And it was the logs were put on a ship in Brazil in 1938, destined to go to Denmark to have furniture made out of them. And off the coast of Brazil, the ship sank, and sank to the bottom of the ocean, and they couldn't find the ship after it sank. And so it was underwater, and somebody finally found it in 2006. So it was underwater for 68 years. And the water preserves...
That was a good thing, though, right?
Oh,
for the wood.
Yeah, absolutely. The water preserves wood better than anything. No oxygen gets in, and so the wood stayed perfect. So they pulled the logs out, and my guy that buys Brazilian rosewood was immediately contacted. He bought the logs and cut them into guitar pieces down in Brazil, and then went to the government to get the CITES registration to export it out of Brazil, and was told by the government worker that he had to pay a very significant bribe. And from what I've come to understand, that's just the way everything is done with the government down there, is everything is with a bribe.
Wow.
And he refused to pay the size of the bribe that was being requested. And so this guy vindictively blackballed him and made him have to go through the process of proving that the trees were from before 1992. So he hired an engineer, got carbon dating, you know, no question about the age of the wood. And this guy still was insisting on the bribe, so he had to file a lawsuit. And it took him 13 years to get to court on the lawsuit. And he finally got a judge to rule that the tree was cut down in 1990, and he got his papers. But it was quite an ordeal. And I've got, thankfully, 18 sets of the, they call it the 1938 shipwreck wood.
Wow, it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, the guitar itself, we're looking at it, is beautiful. It's my favorite size and shape, too. And that looks like 1¾ nut on there.
Yes.
Yeah. Which
it's my favorite too. It's the triple O shape. I actually like the double O, which is even smaller.
Yeah, I've gotten into smaller and smaller guitars as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Isaac Hoskins, who will be performing at Macho Self Storage Jug Jam tomorrow night, is in studio with us. He's got the guitar in his hand. Where are you gonna play, Isaac?
I don't know. I don't think I have any songs that would suit this instrument.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Caroline.
No! Hit us one of yours.
Here's a song that was featured in a TV show called Landman. These boarded up windows and all this rust, crimson Oklahoma dust, have got me plumb ready to bust out of this town. There's another town just like this. It's the shit down 66. The guy could get himself in a fix. His head place to be again. All we need's a road. Need my tires and a panhandle wind. There's a redhead that swears that she's always ready. She ain't the type, but who is steady? She never leaned terribly heavy on settling. Slide across that floor without any sound.
to be in. All we need's a road beneath my tires and a panhandle wind. We could be out of the county before the sun comes up. What we said was a bounty wasn't ever enough. All of this certainty only makes me wanna leave. I got all I need. It's hearts for hearts. Looks like the right place to be.
Listen to that guitar. All listen right. to Isaac Hoskins and the Pronsky guitar.
Beautiful. What an instrument. So amazing.
Thank you. Boy, Garrett, thank you so much. And if you were going to sell this guitar to someone, you place the value at what?
About $25,000.
$25,000. Wow.
And right now you can bid on it at thesenior source.org. Click on Jub Jam. Go to the silent auction. I think it's up to $3,500. Gordo? Want to put in a bid?
Yeah, you're the guitar collector.
Let you trade in.
I haven't played it yet. After I play it, I probably will put in a bid on this.
Okay, awesome. Garrett, thank you so much. Can I Isaac, thanks for coming down.
You bet.
I've got one other thing.
What's that?
So because of all the wonderful stuff you do for the Senior Source, and I just appreciate you, and everyone around here says George Dunham is a great guy, and he's the real deal, and so I've got one for you, that personal gift.
No.
Wait, you're giving a guitar? Oh
yeah.
Look at that.
And this is Palo Escrito rosewood, which is from Brazil. It's not Brazilian rosewood, but this is the prettiest guitar I've ever made. So I think you'll like it.
Sorry, I'm too nervous to open. Oh,
my goodness, George! George has the fanciest guitar of anybody I've ever known. Now,
wow, look at that!
Look at that guitar.
Isn't that beautiful?
Dang, yeah. George.
I don't know what to say, but thank you.
And the best part is you got three T-shirts in here, Pronsky guitar T-shirt.
Oh, my God.
That's the best part.
They're all mediums.
Guitar capo.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's got the flat.
I appreciate everything you've done.
Oh, my gosh, that is just way too much. What a dude. That's incredible.
Get that tuned up for tomorrow night, George.
Yeah, we'll just play it tomorrow night. Okay. Garrett, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Good to see you.
That's incredible. Nice. Thank you.
How's Gordo playing it before George?
That's okay. That's all right. I don't know what I'm too nervous to play it.
Oh, man, that's gorgeous.
Beautiful case. And
wow, what a great gift.
Free with its own capo.
Wow. And it's got a capo on there, too, yeah.
All right, so if somebody wants to bid on the other guitar, the
SeniorSource.org.
SeniorSource.org.
Click on Jub Jam and the silent auction. Put in a bid. Let's go.